KKPR Sports presents High School Basketball.
Lundeen, there's a spin move left elbow, takes it to the hoop and scores. Knows how to use the glass, and that's 20 and 12 in the game. 20 points, 12 rebounds for Laura Lundeen.
Tonight, a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Exdale as the Wildcats battle the Elm Creek Buffaloes. High school basketball on KKPR is brought to you by the Classic Hit Sports Club.
Lob it into Bartling. He's underneath the hoop, takes a dribble back, puts it up and in, and draws the foul. A three-point play opportunity here for Jake Bartling. He's got 23.
It's the middle part of the season as both teams are healing up from some early season injuries. Our girls' game features a pair of teams with identical records. While both boys' squads are in the hunt for the conference title, it's the Buffaloes and Wildcats coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll join Classic Hit Sports Director Doug Duda live from Exdale right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 308-750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
And good evening once again, everyone, from Axtell High School. It is Fort Kearney Conference basketball with our boys' game just moments away from tipping off between the Axtell Wildcats and the Elm Creek Buffaloes. Doug Duda with our producer-engineer Grant Sparks here on the New Tech Seed pregame show, where we are looking for a solid basketball game after a 2-2 start to the season. Axtell is 6-1 in their last seven games, with the only loss to Loup City Arcadia, who is a solid basketball team as well, playing in the Loup Platte Conference with a record of 9-3. We got to see them on Tuesday night. For Elm Creek, they lost game two of the season to defending C2 state champion Southern Valley. Since then, they've rattled off 9 in a row, and they set it 10-1. So let's take a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. Better choices, better service. Welcome to Five Points Bank, a very proud sponsor of all our area teams and coaches. Five Points Bank, taking your banking and making it simple. Five Points Bank in Kearney, the better bank. First off, for the Elm Creek Buffaloes, number 4 is a 5'6 junior. Number 10, Gabe Hubbard. Number 4, 5'6 junior, Gabe Hubbard. Number 10, 5'11 senior, Bailey Schonifer. Number 20, 6-foot senior, Zach Johnson. Number 22, 6'3 junior, Nick Crowley. And number 40, 6'3 senior, Jake Bartling. The head coach of the Elm Creek Buffaloes is Tanner Cavity, assisted by Eric Rippon and Luca Rada. Elm Creek is 10-1, ranked 4th in Class D1. For the Axtell Wildcats, number 5 is a 5'5 sophomore, Colby Becker. Number 20 is a 6'2 sophomore, Adam Lundeen. Number 21, a 5'10 sophomore, Cody Nickel. Number 23, a 6'4 junior, Marcus Kring. And number 30, 5'10 senior, Brant Runge. Head coach of the Axtell Wildcats is Andy Klepper, assisted by Eric Kavronik and Colby Iman. Axtell is 8-3 on the season. They're listed as a contender for the top 10 in the Lincoln Journal Star. And that's a look at the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank. We'll tip it off after this.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
You've been listening to the New Tech Seed pregame show, brought to you by Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. As the ball is in the air and the opening tip will be controlled by the visitors from Elm Creek. And they'll move from left to right in the dark blue uniforms with gold trim. Right to left for Axtell, who's in a man-to-man to start this basketball game off. Elm Creek, a very balanced basketball team. These five starters, any of them can light it up. They're being very patient here on this opening possession. They passed up a couple shots. Now they take a three and hit it with Nick Crowley to start the basketball game. They wanted everybody to touch the ball on that opening possession, and that's exactly what the Buffaloes did. 3-0. Axtell, they're not going to wait so long. They're going to drive baseline left side, and Cody Nickel will lay it off the window and score. So each team gets in the score column here to start things on their opening possession. Man-to-man defense again here. We'll tell you with Axtell. Elm Creek was so quick at the other end. The ball's poked away. Colby Becker, the sophomore, really playing well. And down low, there's the lob. Crowley missed it, got his own rebound, and he's fouled on the putback. So at the line, Nick Crowley will shoot two free throws. For Axtell, a younger team, they finally have Jacob Jeldon back over the last four games. He missed the entire football season and the first month of this season. And without that many seniors to begin with, Wildcats need everybody that they can get. Jeldon will come off the bench. That foul, by the way, on Axtell was against Lundeen. And the first free throw is good by Crowley. Nick's second free throw is also good. So Crowley has the first 5 points of the basketball game. And it's 5-2 in favor of Elm Creek. Into the front court with it for the Wildcats. Working it to the left side will be Becker. Gives it off to Lundeen. Tried that pick and roll, but it's covered. Over on the wing, the jumper is up from 10 feet. It's no good. Ball knocked away and out of bounds. It will go to Elm Creek. So Nickel couldn't get the shot to go that time. Nobody grabs the rebound. And back over to the Buffaloes. Just underway, our boys game. Again, Minden and St. Cecilia are playing on the breeze, 94.5. The game for the girls went to overtime before Minden pulled out a 6-point victory. And Kearney Catholic is currently playing on ESPN 1460 against St. Paul. They cruised in the girls' game, and the boys were up early. Elm Creek again works the ball around the perimeter, trying to get it down low to Bartling on the low block. He's got it on the left side. Double team, kicks it back out. He's covered tonight by the junior Marcus Kring in this man-to-man. Ball poked out of bounds, and Elm Creek will get it. We talked with Tanner Cavity, the Buffalo coach, on the Doug and Daddy Show earlier today, and he said, you know, this Axtell team reminds me a lot of my team a couple of years ago, all kinds of potential, but they're just a little bit younger. And that could be the key in tonight's game. Here's a backdoor cut and getting through the defense and laying it up, and it is Nick Crowley. What a start for Crowley. He's got the first 7 points. Fast break the other way. Lundeen takes a wild shot, but he gets bailed out of the foul. And going to the line to shoot two, Crowley will commit that foul. Some quality wins for Elm Creek already this year. They defeated Kearney Catholic by one. They defeated Gibbon by two, both preseason top 10 in C1. And they beat Broken Bow, won their own holiday tournament. As the free throw by Lundeen is no good. Adam will have a second one coming up. Just 2 minutes into the game, 7-2 Elm Creek. Second free throw now for the sophomore. Lundeen fires that one up, and it bounces in and out, no good, and Crowley's there with the rebound. Quickly up ahead, he gets it to Zach Johnson into the corner for a three by Gabe Hubbard. That won't go. High in the air to grab the board is Brant Runge, the only senior starter for the Wildcats. Man-to-man pressure by the Buffaloes. Lundeen, pick and roll, got it to Kring. Kring about 10 feet out, takes the jumper, no good. Lundeen's able to grab the offensive rebound, dribbles into the wing, fadeaway three, and he'll hit it. Lundeen with the three-point bucket for the Cats, and it's 7-5 Elm Creek. Bartling outside the arc, right side, guarded by Kring. One dribble, skips it up top, ball deflected, stolen away off the deflection. Colby Becker has it, the game's first turnover. Then it's tapped away from behind. We're going to get a jump ball. And the arrow will point the way of Axtell, so they'll keep the possession. Our first substitution for Axtell will be August Fischel, another sophomore. This team is just loaded with sophomores. And waiting for the subs to get settled in here. And it will be Axtell ball underneath their own hoop. Chance to tie it. Jacob Jeldon has checked in. They throw it into Nickel. Nickel forces his way into the lane. Kicks it back out for another three. That one is no good by Runge. And an over-the-back foul on the rebound called on Axtell. It's going to be called on Marcus Kring. That'll be his first foul, second team foul here on Axtell. Now Elm Creek is going to go to the bench for the first time. Austin Frazier, the 5'10 senior, and Nick Mostick, 6-foot senior. So even seniors coming off the bench for Coach Cavity. Good group of young men at Elm Creek after an outstanding football season. So far an outstanding basketball season. They always have some good tracksters and wrestlers as well. So we'll see what the Buffaloes will have for a memorable year here possibly as they work it around the perimeter, jump it into the corner here. Mostick lobs it inside. There's Crowley. He's bigger than everybody, and he'll lay it up and in. Crowley has all 9 points now for Elm Creek. 9-5, 4:45 to go here in the first quarter. The left-hand corner, Fischel, uses his dribble up top for Runge and trying to make the steal. Johnson goes up the back, and he'll be called for his first foul. Second team foul, and after a short breather, here comes Adam Lundeen back into the ball game, and Runge will check out for the Wildcats. Big conference game. There's so many good teams in the FKC, and there's a walk. Out top, Jeldon was just trying to make a pass, and his teammate took off, and so he decided to pull it back, and it was too late. First turnover for Axtell, but you look at what Elm Creek's got coming. Ravenna down the line, non-conference, but tonight, Overton, they still got Amherst. Elwood's got a winning record in the conference. So Elm Creek's got some work to do for the regular season crown. Bartley outside the arc, sets a screen. Here's a nice drive by Johnson after he faked the three. Finger roll over the front of the rim, up and in. And somebody besides Nick Crowley is in the book here. It's 11-5. Free throw line, Kring fakes the jumper. Double team, Fischel from 17. That's off the mark, no good. Ball comes down into the hands of Crowley. He has three rebounds here early on for Elm Creek. Buffaloes bring it into the front court. On the left wing against this man-to-man, trying to extend this six-point lead into the right-hand corner to Mostick. Mostick drives baseline, runs out of real estate, and then throws it into the crowd. Good thing the student section was paying attention because that thing was humming. And turnover number two for Elm Creek. First he had two guys in the same area, then they both cut the opposite direction at the same time, and that's when he let go of the pass. And Axtell will get the basketball. Glad you're along with us here on KKPR-FM, Kearney Elm Creek Axtell, and as always, the World Wide Web, PlatteRiverPreps.com. In is Sturgis Hanson, so they give him a big old lob. Great one-hand catch, and Hanson will lay it up and in. So Axtell brings their big body, 6'4 sophomore Sturgis Hanson, into the game. He is going to be matched up against Bartling, and they immediately get it to Bartling on the elbow. Then the pass is knocked away, and Hanson gets the steal. So Sturgis comes in, scores, gets a steal. And Axtell's got a chance to cut it to a one-possession game. Lundeen, right-hand corner, tries to drive the baseline. Kicks it back out to Runge, who re-enters. One dribble up top to Jeldon. They'll reverse it over. Driving Becker. Becker in the lane. Wild shot, but he got it to go. He used the glass. He threw it over Bartling. That's why it looks so wild. And Colby cuts it to two, but at the other end, Crowley drives. Shot no good. Hanson slaps it out of there, but the rebound ends up in the hands of Austin Frazier, and a three-pointer is on the way by Johnson. It's no good, and a foul going to be called. Lundeen looked like he grabbed the board but was shoved in the back there by Nick Mostick, and that'll be the first foul on Mostick. Third team foul on Elm Creek. So Axtell's got a chance for three straight buckets to tie or even take the first lead of the game with a three-pointer here. Each team has made 1-3. Jeldon swings it over to Runge. Hanson really bodying up inside, trying to be guarded there by Mostick. And the lob is going to be stolen away. Outlet pass to the other end. And a stop and a drop for two. Austin Frazier came to the jump stop and almost got a three-point play out of the deal. 13-9 Elm Creek. 2:20 to go here in the first quarter of play. Becker brings it across the timeline. Lundeen calls for it, but he's about 14 feet away from the hoop. Uses his dribble, swings it back out top to Jeldon. Jeldon dumps it into the right-hand corner. Runge against the man-to-man, throws over the top of it. Lundeen off balance, now sets his feet. Free throw line jumper, no good. Mostick will grab the rebound. Quickly get into the hands of Zach Johnson. Johnson weaves his way up the floor, gives it off to Schonifer. Into the corner, a three-pointer is off the mark by Frazier. And because it hit a Axtell player and not the rim, it goes out of bounds, and Elm Creek gets the ball back. Here comes Austin Stolp into the game for Elm Creek. Kring back in for the Wildcats, as is Cody Nickel. So they're both in. Runge, Jeldon, Becker on the floor defensively. Elm Creek with the basketball. They try to force it inside. Nobody's looking, and the Buffaloes will turn it over for the fourth time here in the first quarter. And Axtell gets it in quickly. Elm Creek not set defensively, but Axtell just trots it up the floor here, right side with the dribble. Jeldon, top of the circle. Marcus Kring, one dribble, big fella at the top. Gets it down low. Runge working on Johnson. Then he dropped the pass. The ball is loose, and it'll be stolen. Axtell with their third turnover. Johnson trying to go behind the back. Lost the handle. Got it back. And dumping it underneath. Mostick kicks it back out, and they'll reset. On the left wing with it will be Frazier. They didn't force it that time. Schonifer gives it to Mostick. Back up top for the left-handed three. That's Austin Frazier. It skips out, no good, and over the back foul going to be called on Elm Creek. Jacob Jeldon had possession for the rebound and the over the back foul on Bailey Schonifer. His first and the team's fourth. 1:14 to go. First quarter, it's Elm Creek 13 and Axtell 9. Axtell with the basketball earlier tonight in the girls' game. It was Elm Creek 49 and Axtell 43. Driving, kicking, three-pointer on the way. Becker, that comes up short. Rebound, Jeldon, the land of the Giants, tries to get it back up there. It's no good, and it ends up in the hands of Austin Frazier. And here comes Elm Creek trying to stay out of that trap. They'll get it outside the arc to Crowley, who had the first nine of the game for the Buffaloes. Now another three. Frazier can't get it to go, and the defensive rebound pulled down by Cody Nickel. Nickel gives it off to Jeldon, up into the front court. Lundeen trapped in the corner, gets rid of it, gets it back, long three, over everything, rebound brought down by Gabe Hubbard. Each team hit their first three and has barely scared the rim since. Another three, this time Mostick, it's no good. Six straight misses from the outside for Elm Creek, and the ball brought down by Marcus Kring. 20 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Axtell, will they play for the last shot? Well, miscommunication again. Just as Jeldon went to pass it, Nickel took off, and the ball rolls out of bounds, and the turnovers are even at four. Now Elm Creek gets it with 16 seconds remaining in the quarter. And substitutions, both offensively and defensively. Bartling back in. Looks like the original five on the floor here, except Frazier's in for Schonifer for Elm Creek on what should be the last possession here of the first quarter. Across the timeline with it. It's going to be Zach Johnson to Hubbard. Off a couple of screens. Johnson way out there. 4 seconds. Three. Drives baseline. Reverse layup. No. And that is the end of the first quarter of play. Heck of an athletic move. And he almost got it to fall. But it did not. Then at the end of one. Your score. The Elm Creek Buffaloes 13. The Axtell Wildcats 9 on Classic Hits 98.9.
There's a lot of satisfaction that comes from making things grow. Whether it's a family, a field of grain, or the balance in your savings account. When you make something grow, you can't help but grow a little yourself. As a community ag bank, helping you make things grow is why we're here. Our ag lenders know agriculture, and they're local. Stop by and see us. Let's talk. Minden Exchange Bank and Trust Company, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
For a home-cooked breakfast or lunch, head to Mom's Kitchen. The one in Elm Creek, of course. When Mom doesn't want to cook or she isn't there to cook, Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek will. Mom's Kitchen is the taste of home with homemade daily breakfast and lunch specials only at Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. So when you're hungry and want what Mom makes, head to Mom's Kitchen in Elm Creek. It's everything you remember from home without the dishes. Best of luck to all our area athletes.
As always, a big thank you to the many fine sponsors that allow us to bring you tonight's high school basketball. Doug Duda back with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. We start the second quarter, and it will be Elm Creek basketball leading at Axtell by a score of 13-9. They're 1 of 7 from three-point land. Axtell was 1 of 4. Here's Hubbard for three. It's no good. Rebound on the offensive side. Crowley, reverse layup. It won't go. Crowley, who had the first nine, has now quieted down a little bit. And Lundeen will bring it into the front court here for Axtell. Man-to-man both ways defensively, trying the back cut, but nowhere to go. And Brant Runge grabs the ball, and a timeout going to be called here. Just 30 seconds into the quarter by Axtell coach Andy Klepper. So either he didn't like what he saw, or he's going to have to re-emphasize what they talked about in the quarter break. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance of Kearney. Again, Elm Creek, 4 turnovers. Axtell, 4 turnovers in the first quarter. Axtell has had 4 different players score 1 bucket. They're 0 of 2 at the line. Elm Creek is 2 of 2 at the line. Crowley with 9. Johnson and Frazier each with 2 rebounds in the first quarter. Axtell actually out-rebounded Elm Creek 8-7. If you're in the market for a new used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, your proud supporter of area teams and athletes at 4210 2nd Avenue, Kearney. And you can search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. Axtell.com. Axtell trying to get it inside, the ball knocked away, and back over it comes to Elm Creek. So we've been on 13-9 for quite a while. Bartling, they try to lob it into him. He makes a good catch in the double team, puts it up and in, and they call a foul on Marcus Kring. Kring with his second personal foul. Bartley just so strong, and Jake with his first bucket of the ball game. He's a kid that's a four-year starter and was a force as a freshman. Never really got much taller, but he has filled that frame out, and the free throw is good by Bartling to complete the three-point play, and it's now 16-9. Elm Creek up by seven, and it'll be Axtell basketball. They'll throw it all the way to midcourt for August Fischel, who checks in. Give and go Runge. Runge off the window. One-hand tough shot. Got it. Brant Runge, the fifth different cat to score here in the game. 16-11. Buffaloes. Johnson with it on the left side of the key. Picks his dribble up. Guarded there by Nickel. Gets it on the block. Bartling trying to work on Sturgis Hansen, who's in there. Bartling knocked out of his hands. Got it back. Kicks it out on the wing to Schonifer. To the baseline, Johnson drives, dishes. Schonifer's seven-footer. No, Bartling's got the rebound, and he's fouled. Once Jake gets that ball, he is going to be able to control what happens underneath, and he does so again. He'll go to the line and shoot two. The foul's going to be called on Cody Nickel. His first. Team fouls are even at four. And the first of two free throws for Bartling is on the way, and that one is too strong. When we get to halftime in the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, we will be joined by Elm Creek girls basketball coach Mike Ford talking about their 49-43 win. They were up 20 in this ball game. It was 26-9 at halftime. Axtell just couldn't buy a bucket, and then they scored 34 in the second half. They cut it from 20 down to 4, but couldn't finish the comeback as the second free throw is up and in by Bartling. So he'll get one of two, and it's 17-11 here in favor of the Buffaloes. Into the front court, right side, Runge. Everybody else goes left. Top of the key, Sturgis. Waits for the cutter. Nothing there, so he'll get it to his guard, Becker. Inside, Runge makes room, uses the glass, and scores. Back-to-back buckets here for Brant Runge. 17-13, Buffaloes, as Axtell drops back into their half-court man-to-man. Johnson trying to find somebody. It's Hubbard on the left side. Off the back cut, they get it underneath. Frazier spins it, rolls it, and it goes off the rim. Boy, good looking. Somehow that just didn't want to go. Hansen gets the rebound here for Axtell. Been playing from behind the whole game. It's been between 2 and 7 the whole time. Again, Runge on the right elbow, takes a dribble, turnaround, jumper. What a shot again. Elm Creek's playing good defense, and Runge's hit three in a row. 17-15, the lead is now down to two. Bartling outside the arc on the right side, quickly to Hubbard, over to Frazier. Now it's into the left-hand corner. Johnson thinking about getting it to Bartling, doesn't do it. Up top, three is good for Nick Crowley. He has both three-pointers here for Elm Creek, and he's got a game-high 12, 2 of 9 from the outside for Elm Creek. The bookends there by Crowley. Pass, they try to get it to the top of the circle. Nickel slipped, then he went and got it. Nickel trying to get a timeout, but first I think we got a foul. So Coach Klepper's going to get a little lucky there. He wanted to call timeout, but there was some pushing and shoving going on. And a foul going to be called on Gabe Hubbard. And I don't think Axtell wants the timeout now. So Hubbard with his first foul. And Axtell will throw it in here. Safe toss into midcourt to Becker, guarded by Hubbard in the man-to-man. Becker uses the left-hand dribble, stops well out, tries to get it inside. That time Johnson had it. Johnson steals it up ahead. Hubbard, uncontested layup is good in the first bucket of the ball game for Gabe Hubbard on the steal and assist by Zach Johnson. And 22-15, so just that quick. Five straight points for Elm Creek. The lead's back to seven and another turnover. And this might be another layup at the other end. Taking it in Johnson, and there it is. Now the timeout. Zach with his second straight steal. And in about 30 seconds there, the lead goes from 2-9 on a 7-0 run by Elm Creek. 4:34 to go here in the first half of play. And your score, the Elm Creek Buffaloes 24 and the Axtell Wildcats 15. This timeout brought to you by Joe Methy, Shelter Insurance, Kearney. Now's the time to see Joe for a check of your auto, home, life, or business insurance. And we'll be right back.
Seth Johnson is your Channel seed dealer located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth. the only seed company that employs a bear. Don't believe us? Stop into the shop in Hildreth and see how Zeke and Bear can help you grow. Channel Seed is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes and coaches. With great determination and teamwork, our high school athletes have made it this far, which is how Channel Seed does business in your fields. See the difference with Zeke and Bear at Channel Seed, located at the end of Main Street in Hildreth.
And Axtell, out of the timeout, has possession. They worked hard to get it down to two, and in about 30 seconds, a 7-0 run Elm Creek. Runge gets it into Hansen, double-teamed. Just wants to get rid of it. Now they get it to him in a little bit better situation. Swings it to Runge for the three. It's just a tad strong. And Crowley will yank down his fifth rebound. Up ahead, Johnson. Elm Creek runs. Spins it off the iron. No. And the rebound brought down by Runge. Brandt with all 6 points for Axtell in the quarter. Tries to get it to Lundeen. He can't handle it. Another Axtell turnover. The UNK women's basketball team let a late three-point lead get away tonight, and they fell on the road at Northeastern State 64-61. The Lopers were up 59-56, but got outscored, as you can tell, 8-2 down the stretch. The men's game is at halftime, all knotted up at 35 between the Lopers and Northeastern State on the road tonight. The Nebraska women, they are playing. And we'll give you a score after that three by Crowley. That is no good. Rebound brought down by Runge, I believe it was. And he'll get the ball in the front court. Drive in. Ooh, almost a goaltending there on Crowley. The shot no good. Johnson gets the rebound. Baseball pass to the other end. The layup is good by Nick Mostick. And Elm Creek getting some transition buckets here. The Nebraska women trail Minnesota 25-21. They're at the 3:51 timeout on Big Ten Network. Here's a foul on Gabe Hubbard, another hand check. That'll be his second. That's the sixth team foul. But what was a close game has now ballooned out to an 11-point lead for the Buffaloes. Hubbard's going to check out. Shot offers back in. Axtell ball. Here's Becker to come in. He's in there with Nickel, along with Kring, who's got it the right-hand corner, wants to drive to the hoop, up and under, and draws the foul. Marcus handles the ball pretty well for 6-4, and he'll go to the line to shoot two free throws, looking for his first point of the basketball game. At halftime, we'll give you some of the high school girls' scores from earlier tonight, as the free throw after the Bartling foul is no good. Second one coming up here for Kring. The big game of the night, Minden's girls had to go overtime to stay undefeated as they beat St. Cecilia. Second free throw is good, so Kring gets one of two, and that snaps the 9-0 run by Elm Creek, 26-16. Ball comes up right in front of us here to Johnson. Johnson up top, Bartling. Back to Johnson. Johnson to the free throw line, keeps going with a left-hand dribble, crosses over, gets slapped on the top of the head, and a foul will send Johnson to the line for the first time. He's got 4 points so far here in the contest. The foul is going to be called on Lundeen, his second, fifth team foul, and the free throw is up and good by Zach Johnson. Exactly 3 minutes to go here in the first half, 27-16 Elm Creek. Lundeen with two fouls will check out, and August Fischel is back in. Second free throw, that skips out, no good. Rebound brought down by Cody Nickel, his third. Outlet pass into the front court. Fischel gets down there, and he'll put it off the glass and score. August Fischel with his first bucket, 27-18. Johnson tries to hustle it back, drives into the lane, turns and kicks it out to Bartling. They'll set their offense up, lob it down low. Crowley makes room, grabs it, and lays it up and in. Boy, Nick Crowley looking really good tonight. He's already got 14 points here. And just a junior in this very experienced lineup of Elm Creek. 29-18, Nickel trying to force the issue, falls down, ball's loose. Elm Creek picks it up. That's the fifth turnover of the quarter. Crowley tries to go coast to coast, floats it over two defenders, missed it, but then Bartling got the rebound and put it up and in. So the good defense by the Wildcats, but then they forgot to rebound the basketball, and Jake Bartling is going to make him pay with a chance at a three-point play. He hit one earlier in this quarter, and he currently has 6 points. Bartling with just his second rebound, so they've done a good job of keeping an eye on him. Cody Nickel with his second foul. But a chance to take the lead out to 14. And it is on the way, and it is good. So Elm Creek knocking in some free throws to help extend this lead to 32-18. 2:10 to go here in the half. Axtell with it in the left-hand corner. Get it on the left elbow. Kring, they open the lane, tries to drive, but he walked with the basketball. I don't think he was sure whether he wanted to take it at Bartling or just dish it out. And in the meantime, a travel. Six turnovers here in the quarter. And 10 in the game for Axtell. Elm Creek, who had four in the first quarter, hasn't made that mistake yet here in the second quarter. Off the pick, Johnson tries to come into the lane. He's cut off there by Jeldon. And they'll go back up top now, lob it down Crowley, and he's got it. They're late with the backside help, and Crowley is just really playing almost a perfect basketball game, 34-18. And Axtell's got to find some offense here. Well, this one's going to get away from him by halftime. Nickel thought about the top, the key three, gives it to Runge. Runge down low, Kring one-on-one, lost the ball, thought he was going to get the foul called. And a break here for Axtell. They'll say it was last touch by Elm Creek. And checking in for the Buffaloes will be Austin Stolp. 1:26 to go here first half, 34-18 now. Remember, this was a 17-15 game. And it's a 17-3 run to really blow things open here in the second quarter. They get it into Runge. Runge, another tough turnaround jumper in the lane. That one won't go. Schonifer has his first rebound. And Bailey will bring the ball up the floor. He'll find Devin Hollowell, who has checked in. Hollowell goes to the left-hand corner to Stolp. Stolp to Johnson. Picks his dribble up to the top of the key. Crowley, and now everybody's touched it. A minute to go here in the second quarter. Elm Creek lobs it in again to Crowley. No backside help. Another layup. Crowley does such a good job of sealing off the defender, and he's making a lot of one-handed catches and scoring. That is 9 in the quarter for him, 18 in the first half. At the other end, the ball out of bounds off Elm Creek. Again, the Ravetta Sanitation halftime report coming up. We'll take a look at the first half stats, let you know what else is going on around the area tonight, and talk with Elm Creek girls coach Mike Ford after their 49-43 win in the girls game tonight, holding on against Axtell. 40 seconds to go here in the first half. Axtell will inbound it in the front court. They'll give it to Becker, and Becker trying to lob it inside. We've got a hold called on Elm Creek, or else it would have been a jailbreak to the other end for Elm Creek on the steal. The foul called on Stolp, his first, and we're in the 1-1 now. And Marcus Kring, 1 of 2 at the line for his only point here in the first half. See if he can tack a couple on right here. And the first free throw is up and right through there. Kring will earn the bonus. Checking in, Bartling and Johnson, now that Elm Creek will have the ball, and I would expect Coach Cavity says, let's just eat up the last 36 seconds, see if we can get that last shot and take it into the halftime locker room. Second free throw by Kring on the way, and it's good. So Kring hits them both, and it's 36-20 Elm Creek, and Johnson will walk the ball into the front court with 30 seconds to go here in the first half. Johnson dribbling in place. Runge comes up, puts a little pressure on him, but not enough to get a 5-second count. Working the clock, checking things with Coach Tanner Cavity, playing catch. Bartling decided to drive and then kicks it out. Frazier, and a timeout going to be called by Coach Cavity. He's got a 16-point lead, and they will call their first timeout just to set up the play here with 9.6 seconds to go in quarter number two. It is 36-20 Elm Creek leading here at Axtell. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll be right back.
This sports broadcast is proudly brought to you in part by Foster Family Foods in Elm Creek. Foster's is your full-service grocery store. Shop Foster's Family Foods for the finest meats, freshest produce, and every week there are great savings and specials. Fast, friendly, hometown, personal service. At Foster's Family Foods in Elm Creek, your satisfaction is always our number one goal. Foster's Family Foods, the little store that's big on you. Best of luck to all the area athletes.
Last 10 seconds here of the half. Elm Creek gets it in. Johnson, stutter dribble, lost his defender, pulls up at the free throw line. It was too easy for Zach Johnson. Axtell will toss one from three-quarter court, and we are at halftime with the score. The Axtell Wildcats at home trailing to the fourth-ranked team in D1. The Elm Creek Buffaloes lead this one by a score of 38-20. When we come back, it's the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. A look at the first half stats. We'll break down the girls' game with Elm Creek coach Mike Ford. We'll also have a chance to look at some of the other scores from around the area. Keep you up to date on the Lopers and the Huskers as well. So keep it here on Classic Hits, KKPR-FM, Kearney, Axtell, Elm Creek.
5 Points Bank. We're proud our bankers have the ability to take care of customers in the Kearney area. One of our bank's true differences is our bankers have a true Kearney connection, important in providing the best in banking. Our staff is proud they've lived in Kearney for years. Many have been lifelong residents. Having a true Kearney connection means caring and being involved in the community and committed to making banking work for the people of Kearney. Bank with 5 Points Bank. The better bank. The bank with a true Kearney connection. Good things will happen.
Today, more and more people are insuring their homes with us through Auto Owners Insurance. I'm Dave Challey at Barney Insurance. We'll provide low-cost, quality protection, claim service second to none, and if you insure both your home and car through Auto Owners Insurance, you'll qualify for additional premium discounts. Stop by or give us a call at 237-2222. We're Barney Insurance.
Time is the true test of endurance. Barney Insurance.
And welcome back to Axtell, halftime of tonight's boys contest of this Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader. And it is 38-20, Elm Creek pulling away there in the second quarter to lead Axtell. This is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Don't let trash take up all your time. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. From your home, the farm, and your business, they'll remove it. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County. Going into the fourth quarter tonight, Kearney Catholic boys lead St. Paul 49-28. That game is on ESPN 1460, Minden St. Cecilia. That game is currently on the Breeze, 94.5 FM. Earlier tonight in girls competition, it was Kearney Catholic jumping out to a 31-2 first quarter lead over St. Paul, and they were able to cruise to the victory tonight, 61-13. And the Minden girls forced to go overtime tonight, but did down Hastings St. Cecilia by 6 in that contest. We'll give you a few more scores in a little bit. Our game saw Elm Creek build a 26-9 halftime lead, eventually got that out to a 20-point lead, and then had to hold on for a 49-43 win over Axtell. And Coach Mike Ford joins us here at halftime. And Coach, I think there was a couple times I saw you and Coach McCarter wondering if they were putting extra time back on that clock there in the fourth quarter. It just wouldn't run out.
Yeah, there for a while we just didn't take care of the ball. And as we talked to the girls after the game, a lot of things that were learned in this win. It would have been fun to pull away for a 20 or 30-point win. But as we enter tournament play, we're going to have to find ways to win dirty. And tonight was certainly that.
Well, you guys obviously controlled the game there in the first half, your defense. I mean, I mentioned Axtell, and you guys both had some good-looking shots. You're working against the defense pretty good. Axtell just couldn't make anything. You knew that eventually you would think something would go in the odds for him, but you guys had a solid first half, and your freshman, Mackenzie Deo, played really, really good tonight.
No, it was exactly that, and Mackenzie came out and hit some shots, and we told our kids we shoot well in practice. We just got to go out there in a game and shoot with confidence. And I know Cooksley there at halftime told his girls, hold on, they're not gonna shoot this well all game. And that was the case. And like I said, we found a way to win, and that's what matters.
Again, the odd stat of the night, neither team had anybody score off the bench, and it wasn't because you guys only played 6 players, but they contributed in other ways for you.
Oh, absolutely. We have a bench that I think I can go to with confidence and step in and play intense defense and knock down shots when they have the opportunity, and that just wasn't the case tonight. But the bench was certainly every bit a part of this win as the 5 that started the game.
One of the reasons that you guys had that big lead going into the mid part of the third quarter, you were getting tons of offensive boards in this game.
Yeah, we knew that just got done with the game with Will Hill last week and didn't rebound the ball as well as what we thought we could have, and put a lot of emphasis on rebounding here in the second half of the season. And second opportunities kill us, it seems like, when we lose. But tonight it was one thing that helped us and got us that lead in the first half, and certainly we needed it here down the stretch.
It seemed like, and I'm getting the first chance to watch you in person this year. It seemed like the girls moved really well. They broke the press. They attacked the hoop. They knew what they were doing. You had freshmen stepping in there. You had seniors stepping in there. What's not when things aren't going well, what's happening?
I think it's just composure. I mean, it comes down to execute plays when we have teams in situations that they have nothing to lose. They're going to be taking away passing lanes. Just making good decisions. We don't ever shut the engines down offensively, but we just start looking for better passes and maybe less greedy passes. And there for a while, when you kind of start tapering back as far as your aggressiveness, sometimes that gets kids out of their comfort zone and gets them to second guess. And that's where you come up with silly passes and silly travels and just mistakes that were uncommon in the first half.
We're talking with Elm Creek coach Mike Ford. The girls won it 49-43 tonight. Coach, there's a couple of teams in the conference that have that one outstanding player, Enix at Overton, and they've got the supporting cast. Lundeen obviously leads the way. You held her to two free throws in the first half and really shut her down until the fourth quarter. What was the key there?
You know, all we told the kids was stay on the ground. She's a great, great penetrator. Keep your feet and we just keep her in front of it. And if you keep her in front of you, we're going to be fine. She's a shooter, but I think she drives first. And so if we were able to stay in front of her and have help man defense, we were going to be fine. And in the second half, she got out in transition on us. And that's, she's just fast. She's flat out fast. And we knew that if we were able to contain her, 19 points really isn't containing her. But if we were to, keep her from being a 30-point scorer, we'd be fine. And it worked out for us tonight.
Well, you finally get to play some basketball games at home after this before getting into the conference tournament. And a couple of games out there that can probably keep this winning streak going. Kennesaw and Pleasanton have struggled, but then you'll definitely be tested going into the conference tournament with Ravenna and Overton. Talk about that stretch.
We're still going to have to come out and play great ball against Kennesaw and Pleasanton. But as we get ready for Ravenna, they're such a disciplined team. I mean, they don't make very many mistakes. And you look at places where we faltered tonight, it was just handling the pressure defense, and Ravenna is known for just their pressure man-to-man defense. So we'll have to take exactly what the defense gives us as far as on offense. And on defense, we just got to find rebounds. I think that we're in good positions, and we give them the shots that we want to give them, but it's the second chance points that has hurt us all year long with all of our losses. So, and then with Kinsey Enix, you just got to hope to contain her. She's going to find points, or she's going to create points for her teammates. She's worth 30 to 40 points a game, whether it's her creating opportunities for her teammates or her scoring the ball herself. She's just a tremendous athlete.
All right, Mike, congratulations on the win tonight, and best of luck when you get back home.
All right, thanks, Doug.
Thanks, Coach. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report in a minute.
What you want is a quick connection to the World Wide Web, not get tangled up in it. And that's why you want Prairie iNet. Fast, wireless internet all across central Nebraska. Rural areas and cities alike for as little as $29.95 a month. You don't get tangled up in a bundle either. Plus, customer service handled live and local. Cut the cable. Cut the cord. Call Prairie iNet at 800-527-2404. 800-527-2404. Or log on to PrairieiNet.com. High-speed internet for the rest of us.
How many of us like all the fancy frills and sugar-coated talk when it comes to buying a big item like our next car or truck? If you're like us at Killian Motors, you just like straight talk. No games, no gimmicks, just upfront honest pricing with no hidden fees or charges after the sale. If you like to shop with no pressure, no hype for your next new or used vehicle and find out about our straight talk where service after the sale is our biggest goal, then try us at Killian Motors. 8th and Central Kearney.
Back on the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report, let's take a quick look at the first half numbers. First off, for Axtell, Jacob Jeldon, 2 rebounds. Colby Becker has 2 points. Adam Lundeen is in a 3-point bucket, and he has 4 rebounds. Cody Nickel, 2 points, 3 rebounds. Marcus Kring, 3 points and a rebound. August Fischel, 2 points. Brant Runge, 6 points, 3 rebounds. And Sturgis Hansen's 2 points, 1 rebound. 9 points in the first quarter, 11 of the second at the half, 20 points, 13 rebounds. 3 out of 6 at the free throw line, 1 of 5 from 3-point land, and 10 turnovers. For Elm Creek, Gabe Hubbard, 2 points and a rebound. Bailey Schoenhofer has a rebound. Austin Frazier, 2 points, 2 rebounds. Zach Johnson has 7 points. Nick Crowley, the leading scorer with 18 in the first half. He had 5 rebounds. Nick Mostick, 2 points and a rebound. And Jake Bartling has 7 points and 2 rebounds. 13 points in the first quarter, 25 in the second. At the half, Elm Creek 38 points, 12 rebounds, 6 out of 8 at the free throw line, 2 of 10 from 3-point land, and 4 turnovers. Elm Creek leads it 38-20, and you've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll get the second half underway next.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game. From swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back, see Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
With our producer-engineer Grant Sparks, Doug Duda back with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Axtell will get the ball here to start the third quarter of play against the Elm Creek man-to-man. Try and keep some offense going here. Their key is going to be shutting down Nick Crowley and getting those layups taken away. Kring tries to take it at Bartling, but nothing there. Kicks it out to the wing. No shot. Back up top to Lundeen. Lundeen pretty quiet in that first half. Hit one step back three. Now he's going to take it at the hoop. Double pump off the front of the rim. No good. Bartling grabs his third rebound. Outlet to Hubbard. Long pass. Tried the alley-oop, but Crowley's able to score. He couldn't dunk it, but he was able to just fingertip it in. That would have been an alley-oop from half court. Now a three at the other end. No good by Lundeen. And the ball is going to be saved in. Shot offer tipped it to Bartling to the other end. Hubbard layup. And Elm Creek must have come out and said, let's go finish. And they're up 42-20. That's their largest lead of the game. Lundeen with the basketball. Boy, if Crowley can get up like that, we might see a big old dunk somewhere before the end of the game. Driving in, pulling up, hitting the seven-footer is Cody Nickel, his second bucket of the basketball game. Axtell's not going to quit. They still got some growing to do with this young team. 42-22. 6:20 to go here. Ball at the top of the circle. Now back to Hubbard. Hubbard pulls up at the free throw line. His jumper is no good. And a foul on the rebound. It'll be called on Elm Creek. The ball was grabbed by Marcus Kring. Final score, Kearney Catholic boys, who were up 49-28 going into the fourth quarter, win it 58-45 over St. Paul tonight. Kearney Catholic sweeps the doubleheader at home. And Axtell called for a travel as they bring the ball up the floor. That's their 11th turnover. 42-22 in favor of Elm Creek. They come out and hit the first couple of buckets here. 20-point lead. Bartling, couple of dribbles outside the arc, dumps it into the corner to Johnson. Thought about taking off, nearly walked, and now Schonifer does walk. And Elm Creek will give it right back. That's the first turnover since the first quarter for the Buffaloes. A reminder that tomorrow, Donovan Trumbull is at Gibbon. We'll have the doubleheader for you here on Classic Hits. Saturday afternoon, Kearney Catholic will host Hastings St. Cecilia beginning at 2:30. Grand Island's at Kearney Saturday at 5:15 on ESPN 1460. Runge will try the three. One of seven as it doesn't go. Crowley with his sixth rebound. He's unguarded, so he'll bring it into the front court. Lundeen cuts him off to Schonifer. Back to Hubbard, everything outside the arc, spreading the ball, spreading the floor well, lob it into Bartling, double-teamed, and Kring's able to get that one. Marcus Kring knocked it away, then grabs it, and up the floor they come. Give you a few girl scores here that we promised from finals around the area. Try to lob it in. Nickel, nice save, gets it back out here to Becker. Thought he was going to throw it to us. Out top, Runge tries another three, another one that will not go. And over the top, the rebound brought down by Nick Crowley. Outlet pass. There's Runge back defensively and makes the steal. That's three straight turnovers for Elm Creek. And Coach Cavity doesn't like to see that, even though they have the 20-point lead. And now a blocking foul as Lundeen trying to attack the bucket. And the foul is going to be called on Nick Crowley. That'll be his second, first of the half on the Buffaloes. Ansley Litchfield girls beat SEM tonight 40-30. Cozette over Gothenburg 31-29. Eustace Farnham beat Alma 57-50. Fillmore Central over Wood River 48-28. Axtell gets it in, but they turn it over. And up the floor, Johnson dumps it into the corner to Frazier. Moved the ball well. Coach Cavity told us he likes the way they've moved the ball this year. Everybody seems to touch it. They're patient. They get the good shots. Now a hand check foul going to be called on Cody Nickel, and that is his third. First of the half here on Axtell. Becker out, Jeldon in. Couple other girls' scores. Heartland Lutheran beat St. Edward 51-36. And Ravenna, no problem with Shelton tonight in their game. Kearney Catholic, no problem with St. Paul, and Minden beat St. Cecilia in overtime. Bartling for three. He said, why not? Well, he didn't make it. Rebound brought down by Jeldon. Up ahead, Kring takes it at Crowley, puts it up and in, and both officials call charge. That was a pretty good job by Crowley of hitting the floor, and he's smiling. He knows he got one there. But Lundeen did create, he did create the contact, or Kring, excuse me, did create the contact, and that's his third foul. Problem was he actually made the bucket, and the points are what they need right now on the Axtell side of the board. Again, there's that lob into Crowley. This time they collapse a triple team, and his outlet pass is stolen away by Cody Nickel. So Elm Creek having trouble hanging out of the ball here, and they've been on 42 for about 3 minutes. Kring on the post, got Bartling in the air, then goes backside Lundeen. His floater won't go. Rebound brought down by Crowley. Outlet pass, fast break. Mostick's there, layup good. And our first points in over 2 minutes, 44-22. Elm Creek's doubled it up on Axtell. Runge against the double team. He's just going to attack, but before he can make the shot, a blocking foul going to be called. And let's see if this is on Zach Johnson. It's his second. UNK women fell tonight to Northeastern State of Oklahoma, 64-61. And with 12 minutes to go in the men's game, the Lopers trail 58-49. That was a 35 tie game at half. Into the ball game is Fischel. He gets it on the inbound. Now they dump it to him on the low block, makes room, puts it up. It will not go, but he got the foul. And it's starting to look like the girls' game for Axtell earlier where just nothing would go. Can't get a three-point play. The ball's cleaning the entire rim. And the foul called on Mostick, his second. And the free throws are coming up. The first one is good by August Fischel. He's got 3 points now in the game. Second free throw coming up for the sophomore. And that one no good. Sturgis Hansen trying to get the board, but Jake Bartling had position. 44-23 Elm Creek. 3.5 to go here in the third quarter. Off the pick, they get it outside the arc to Mostick. Back up top, they'll go to Frazier. To Johnson on the right wing. Weak side, skip pass back up top to Mostick against the man-to-man of the Wildcats. Johnson, crossover dribble, now finds Crowley. Tries the three over the outstretched hands of Lundeen. No good. And the rebound brought down by Nick Mostick. Back out for another three. Frazier, no good. Nobody grabs the rebound, and it's out of bounds to Axtell. Checking back in for Elm Creek will be Austin Stolpe. And back in for Elm Creek, we're going to see Jake Fields make an appearance. And here comes Colby Becker in for Axtell. It's Axtell ball, and it is Jeldon, Becker, Hansen, Lundeen, and Fischel on the floor for the Cats. Top of the key, Hansen. Off the screen, they go to Becker. Off the cut, there's Fischel. Drives, layup, hits the rim, won't go. Hansen gets the offensive rebound. He's underneath the hoop, has to kick it out, so he does. Becker trying to drive, forces the issue. Ooh, he hits the ground hard, and the shot is up and bounces around. Again, it won't go, but a foul called on Austin Stolpe. So five fouls and four turnovers here in the first 5.5 minutes of the third quarter for Elm Creek. But for the Wildcats, they can't score and take advantage. And at the line to shoot two, Becker, the first one for Colby is up and in, his third point. 44-24 Elm Creek. Elm Creek outscored Axtell 25-11 in the second quarter to blow this one open. Second free throw, Becker. It's good. So he gets them both. And it's 44-25. Mostick will inbound it, and Johnson brings it to the front court here for the 10-1 Elm Creek Buffaloes. They're on a 9-game winning streak. And for Axtell, they've won 6 of their last 7 to get to 8-3. But tonight, the ball's not going in for them. Johnson over to Frazier, to Fields. Jake gives it back over to Stolpe. A lot of guys off the bench right now. Johnson in there as the starter, trying to maintain control. And when they get in trouble, the ball's in his hands. Weak side, Frazier off more picks. And Axtell not catching up. Back cut. Johnson dropped it. Picked it up. Goes in. Reverse layup. Good. Zach Johnson got through that maze of defenders and somehow got it in. 46-25. 2 minutes to go here. Third quarter on Classic Hits 98.9. KKPR-FM. Kearney, Odessa, Keene, all the big cities listening in tonight. Also, PlatteRiverPreps.com. Hanson gets room underneath, catches it one hand, spins, no good. Rebound brought down by Austin Stolpe, and then it's picked out of his hands by Lundeen, and Lundeen is going to be fouled right underneath the hoop. Stolpe got the rebound. Lundeen just ripped it away and went straight up, and a foul called. Two free throws coming up. The foul on Stolpe is his third. And at the line, Adam Lundeen, 0 of 2. Hit a three-point bucket, all of that back in the first quarter of play. And the first free throw is on the way and no good. Checking in for Sturgis Hanson will be Brant Runge. 1:38 remaining here in the quarter. Axtell's only managed 5 points here in this quarter. Second free throw, there it is. And Lundeen finally able to break the ice from the charity stripe. 46-26. Elm Creek, they've only scored 8 points in the quarter. Minute and a half to go here. Third quarter of play. Frazier to the left elbow. Mostick thinks about it. Now dribbles back and gets it into the hands of Zach Johnson, the senior. Goes up top. Mostick, who Fields didn't cut. He had some room. Get it to Frazier. Starts to drive. Back out. Mostick gets a good pass underneath. There's Stolpe. Point blank layup. Assist Mostick. Stolpe with his first bucket of the ball game. And that is what Coach Cavity has said. Another good shot. And at the other end, the press is broken. Lundeen finally gets a layup. Just the second bucket of the quarter here for Axtell. Everything else free throws. Minute to go, third quarter. 48-28. That lead just stays at 20. And Fields has the ball take a bad hop on him, and they end up turning the basketball over. They call it a travel as the ball slid out of his hands. 52 seconds remaining here in quarter number three. UNK women, as we said, fell 64-61. They were up 15 in that game tonight. They've made some comebacks tonight. They gave up the lead on the road. Tough to win on the road, especially down in Oklahoma for the Lopers. They'll play again on Saturday. Here's a high arcing three by Becker. Hubbard got a hand in the face. Shot's no good. Rebound brought down by Brant Runge. Kicks it out. They try another three from Jeldon. It's no good. This time it goes out of bounds off Hubbard. Boy, Becker really had to almost throw that first one off the ceiling tile because of the hand in his face. Inbound underneath the own hoop. Runge's just going to toss it out to midcourt to Jeldon. They'll set their half court up. We've got 15 seconds to go in the quarter. Lundeen dribbles to the high post, hands it off to Runge. He comes in, spins it over the rim. Finally, one went in as they drew contact, and Runge will go to the line. He had 6 straight points in the second quarter, and that has been it for him offensively. And Austin Stolpe gets dinged for his 4th foul. The whole fourth quarter, Axtell will be in the bonus, so one way to come back from a big deficit is to score with the clock stopped, although the free throw is no good by Runge. The rebound brought down by Stolpe. 6 seconds to go. Fields, top of the key, gives it to Hubbard. 2 seconds, 1 second. He's not going to get a shot away, and that is the end of the third quarter of play. With your score, the fourth-ranked, once-beaten Elm Creek Buffaloes leading the 8-3 Axtell Wildcats 48-30. We'll be back with more basketball after this on Classic Hits and PlatteRiverPreps.com.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers.
Hey, move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now, delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's and Kearney now delivers.
First Bank and Trust in Minden. Relationship banking is what they do. First Bank and Trust is a leader in online banking with online bill pay and 24-hour banking at your fingertips. Stop in and talk to the professionals about your business, personal, and ag banking needs. All the small town touch with everything you need from a bank. Keeping up with technology to make your banking easier. Minden's First Bank and Trust, what you'd expect from a friend. Member FDIC, good luck, athletes.
Welcome back to the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Doug Duda and our producer-engineer, Grant Sparks. We head to the fourth quarter. Elm Creek will have the basketball. Each team scored 10 points there in the third quarter, and it's 48-30. Gabe Hubbard, top of the key, fires a three and hits it. That's his first three-point bucket of the basketball game, and that elevates the lead out to 21 now at 51-30. Axtell in the front court. Ball in the hands of Cody Nickel. Nickel tries to get it inside to Sturgis Hansen. It's loose. He gets it back now to Sturgis. Steps through, and what do we got, a timeout? Timeout's going to be called here by Axtell to save the possession. 7:22 to go in the ball game, and your score is Elm Creek 51 and Axtell 30. This timeout brought to you by Joe Matthews Shelter Insurance. We'll take it and be right back.
No matter where you are, even out in this cornfield, when you work with CHS, you're connected. Connected to global grain buyers and food companies. Connected to dependable energy at the pump, at home, and on the job. Connected to food ingredients tailored to your specific needs. Whether it's in energy, grains, or foods, you're connected. CHS, resources for enriching lives.
Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company of Axtell is a proud supporter of high school sports. See Scandinavian Mutual today to see how they can get you the best rates for property and personal liability insurance. They have been providing insurance solutions to their customers in South Central Nebraska since 1885. They're now also writing auto insurance policies through AAA. Contact the professionals at Scandinavian Mutual Insurance Company in Axtell today. Toll free at 800-874-9443. That's 800-874-9443.
Out of the timeout, Axtell will drive baseline. Cody Nickel, his shot off the rim, no good. Bartling gets the rebound, and we head to the other end for Elm Creek. Hubbard fakes the three, drives left baseline, cut off at the lane. They kick it back out top. Schonifer over to Crowley, who has a game-high 20 points, 18 of those in the first half. He started by hitting some jumpers in the first quarter, then everything in the second seemed to be inside. Bartling at the free throw line. He'll fire it up. No good. Adam Lundeen will grab his fifth rebound, and up the floor, Hubbard tried to steal it and got tangled up. They both go down and slide into the bench. It'll be Hubbard's third personal foul, but again, every foul now is free throws in this fourth quarter for Axtell. Eight fouls on Elm Creek, two on Axtell. And Lundeen and Hubbard share a little laugh over that collision, and Lundeen's still kind of trying to rub it off here. Adam will go to the line. He's 1 of 4. He has 6 points. Brant Runge leads the way with 8 for Axtell. And the first free throw, 1 and 1, is good. So Lundeen will earn the bonus on their first points here of the fourth quarter. Doug Duda with you in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. Want to say thanks to Athletic Director Brad Nelson, to the folks here at Axtell for their hospitality as always. And Lundeen hits them both, so now he's got 8 points. 51-32 Elm Creek. In the girls game, Elm Creek held on 49-43. Bartling on the block right side. Needs some pass. Dribbles. Now kicks it out. Top of the key, Crowley. Four around the outside, and then they slide somebody into the middle against this man-to-man. Bartling calling for the ball. They'll skip it over the top. Here's Hubbard for three. It's good. Gabe with his second three here of the quarter. Elm Creek was two out of their first 13. Now Hubbard has hit back-to-back threes for Axtell. They're 1 of 10 from outside the arc. And Runge will bring it across the timeline, switch it over to Lundeen, lob it down low. Crane trying to find some room with four players on him, puts it up, no good. Ball grabbed by Zach Johnson. Outlet pass Crowley. Crowley down the lane, draws some contact, missed the shot. Schonhofer gets the rebound. He kicks it out for another three by Hubbard, but that one is no good. And Axtell will grab the rebound with Cody Nickel. That's his fourth. 54-32 Elm Creek, 5:40 to go in our basketball game. Runge starts the drive against the Elm Creek man-to-man. Lobs it into the paint. Lundeen, turnaround jumper from 11. No. Ball goes out of bounds off of Axtell. Cody Nickel tried to save it in, but they say that he stepped on the baseline, and he will not be credited with the rebound. It'll go over to Elm Creek, and checking in will be Jacob Jeldon. Axtell 8-3, 6 out of their last 7 have been victories. Elm Creek a 9-game winning streak. They're 10-1, and going to go to 11-1 after tonight as they chalk up another key conference victory. Hubbard gets it up top. Johnson's going to try the top of the key three. That one is no good. Hubbard somehow sneaks in there and gets the board, his second, and another second chance opportunity here for the Buffaloes. Hubbard, crossover dribble at the top of the circle, gives it to Crowley, tries to bounce it into Johnson, and the ball goes out of bounds. That's the first turnover for either team here in the fourth quarter, and Coach Tanner Cavity going to clear his bench. Now all these guys have been in, but he's going to bring in a fresh five. Elm Creek plays at home against Kennesaw on Saturday, and then next Friday they have Pleasanton coming in, then back-to-back games with top 10 teams in Ravenna and Overton. That Overton game will be here on Classic Hits 98.9. Here's Lundeen, another three, and that one is good. He's got both of them tonight for Axtell. Lundeen, 5 in the quarter, 11 in the game. And it's 54-35, try to get it down low, and Lundeen sneaks in, knocks the ball away. The steal will be made. Up the floor, Kring doesn't have the numbers, so he'll slow it down. Back to Runge, top of the key, three, trying to make something happen, and it doesn't go. Rebound to Austin Frazier. He's in there with Hollowell and Stolp and Fields and Mostick. Fields, right-hand corner. Starts with the left hand, dribble to Hollowell into the corner. Here's Frazier for the three. It won't fall. So three quick misses from the outside. And Lundeen will grab his 6-3 battle of the game. And we've got another foul on Elm Creek, which will give us a 1-1. Foul is on Jake Fields. That'll be his first. And now the Wildcats are going to clear the bench here a little bit as well. With 4:07 to go, Axtell, their next basketball game is Saturday at Lawrence Nelson. Then next Tuesday, they're at Arapahoe. Four of their next five are on the road. The 1-1 coming up here for Jacob Jeldon, and he'll put it up and in, his first point of the night. Second free throw on the way, and it is in, and now he will check out. So with 4:07 to go, it looks like the starters might be done for both teams. 54-37 Elm Creek. In there for Axtell, you got Garrett Miller, Evan Bertrand, Parker Siss. Try and pick up the rest of the numbers here. Also in there is Tyson Marsh. And over on the wing, one more I got to get here for you. And that is Dustin Rose. And as Elm Creek works it around, the ball is tipped and stolen away, and Axtell's got it back on the offensive end. Parker Siss has it with 3:40 to go, working on Devin Hollowell. Kicks it on the wing to Rose, throws over the top of the defense, gets it to Miller. Miller has it taken out of his hands by Fields. That'll be just the third turnover of the half by Axtell. Fields will push it up the floor, hit the trailer, Hollowell. Still man-to-man here by the Wildcats. Try to lob it inside to Stolp, and that was tough to grab, and he couldn't quite contain it. And it'll be stolen away here by the Wildcats. Don't forget, at the end of the game, the Misco Sports postgame show, all the final stats. We'll talk with Coach Cavity about the win and give you a couple other scores from around the area. And still trying to find some room in the paint, driving in, putting up the one-hander off the glass. No good. Parker assist. Rebound comes out to Hollowell. Hollowell drives it into the paint, kicks it out for a three. Frazier can't buy one tonight. And the rebound comes out long to Garrett Miller of the Wildcats. 2:45 to go in the game. It remains 54-37. Elm Creek by 17. They were up 18 at the half, and it's been between 16 and 21 the rest of the way. Here's a pass that's stolen away. Paying attention that time is Mostick, and he'll go to the other end. Missed it. Couple of putbacks and a foul called. Austin Frazier got the first one. Looks like Stolp got the second one, and Stolp will be the one that goes to the line. He had a bucket back in the third quarter. He gets two free throws here on the foul by Parker Siss. That's just the third foul of the half on Axtell. And the free throw is no good, and into the ball game comes number 42, Colton Maxwell, a 6-foot sophomore, checking into the game. 2:28 remains. Second free throw, no good. Stolp couldn't get either one. And the rebound brought down by Maxwell, who just checked in. Up ahead, a three-pointer on the way by Rose, and he'll throw it in. Dustin Rose hits the three-point bucket. And Axtell is within 14, 54-40. Turnaround jumper, Frazier. No offensive rebound. Stolp in the paint. Tries to power it back up, and he'll draw the foul. Stolpe has all four of his rebounds here in the second half, and got to be careful. There's a lot of time left, and a couple of threes, all of a sudden you get this into single digits with about 2 minutes to go, and you still got a chance. So Elm Creek needs to get a couple of points here. The foul on Tyson Marsh, and two free throws. This time Stolpe hits the first one, his third point, 55-40. Second free throw, and that is good. So two in a row for Austin Stolpe. Makes it 56-40 in favor of Elm Creek. Game's leading scorer tonight will be Nick Crowley. 18 of his game-high 20 came in the first half. Axtell with the drive. Colton Maxwell puts it up. Comes off the iron, no good. Frazier grabs his fifth rebound. Austin brings it into the front court right side. Gets it into the corner to Mostick. Skip pass over the top of the defense to Hollowell. And the ball trying to get it out to Frazier. Frazier can't handle it, and Evan Bertrand will come up with the loose basketball. And the Wildcats another chance here to Maxwell. Maxwell starts to drive, draws the double team. A little baby hook. It's good. Sophomore Colton Maxwell with the bucket. 56-42, a minute and a half to go. Hollowell into the front court. Gives it off on the right side to Mostick. Up top, Hollowell. Everybody trying to get at least one good look at a shot here before the time runs out. Hollowell thought about it, but a hand in his face by Sis. Now he needs some help, so Mostick will come and grab it to Fields. 11-1, Elm Creek will be. Axtell will drop to 8-4. 1 minute to go. There's a good lob into Stolpe, and Stolpe will lay it up, and somehow it spins out. And on the rebound, a foul called on Elm Creek as Colton Maxwell grabs his second board. Looks like Fields will be called for that one. The second one on Jake. Doug Duda with you here in the Crossroads Ford broadcast booth. If you're in the market for a new or used car, truck, or SUV, let Crossroads Ford and Kearney help. There's no games, gimmicks, or silly extra fees just to fill out the paperwork. Just great service and people that care for their customers. Crossroads Ford, 4210 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or search their inventory online at crossroads-ford.com. That's the 10th foul on Elm Creek, so two free throws here. The first one is good by Colton Maxwell. Elm Creek has brought in Dominic Johns, a freshman, Nate Bartling, a freshman. As the free throw is no good, Maxwell got the rebound, it looked like, but then knocked out of his hands, Elm Creek turned it over after the rebound, and now it's given right back. The steal is made by Eli Oreda, who's also checked into the basketball game, and Brock Miner is in there as well. So a lot of freshmen on the floor. A three-pointer up and in. Getting his name in there is Dominic Johns for Elm Creek. He'll hit the three-point bucket. Fast break the other way. Sis tries to get it in there. It's no good. And the rebound saved by Elm Creek. They throw it off a Wildcat foot, and it'll be Elm Creek basketball after the rebound by Nate Bartling. We are down to 20 seconds to go. Last chance here for Elm Creek. They'll get it in the right-hand corner. 10 seconds to go. There's Oreda, lobs it inside, gets it into the hands of Tyrone Hubbard. Hubbard will lay it up and in, and that'll be the end of the basketball game. So everybody got into the basketball game and was able to do some good things. And your final score here tonight, the Elm Creek Buffaloes 61, and the Axtell Wildcats 43. The Cats fall to 8-4. The Buffaloes improve to 11-1. And Elm Creek comes on the road and sweeps the doubleheader. And now they're home for the rest of the month. Four games, the next four at home for the Buffaloes before the conference tournament. We'll take a break and be back with the Misco Sports postgame show right after this timeout.
The officers and staff of First Tier Bank take pride in providing professional banking services with several convenient locations in Elm Creek, Kearney, and Holdridge. First Tier Bank offers a full line of banking and financial services, including checking and savings accounts, loans, investments, and insurance services. Ask about our online banking services, including mobile banking, online bill pay. First Tier Bank, Kearney, Elm Creek, and Holdridge, an equal housing lender, member FDIC. Pedley Drug in Minden is your hometown Health Mart pharmacy, carrying Mueller Sporting Goods and Hallmark. You can also find diabetic supplies, including shoes, durable medical equipment like walkers, wheelchairs, lifts, and bath aids. When you fill your prescriptions and shop at Pedley Drug, you see your neighbors and friends helping you, like Jeff, Tammy, and Michaela. Pedley Drug accepts most insurance and Medicare. Best of luck, athletes.
This broadcast is made possible in part by M&J Signs. Call Mike today and find out how the professionals can brighten up your business and get the attention of your next customers. M&J Signs does a wide variety of signs, from pole signs to billboard signs and everything in between. Designs may be supplied by you, or we can help design your company logo. We'll be efficient and bring you a product you can depend on to show off your business. With just a quick phone call, we will send you in the right direction for your sign needs. M&J Signs is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
And welcome back to Axtell. Again, a big thank you to Athletic Director Brad Nelson and the fine folks here, as always, for their hospitality. Doug Duda here for the Misco Sports postgame show. Get your game on at Misco's. They've been taking care of our athletes and schools for decades and continue to do so from their storefront location in Ord, a longtime supporter of high school athletics and making sure that the kids and the coaches have what they need to be more successful. Misco Sports, well, wishing you a happy new year. 61-43, Elm Creek is able to get the win tonight. The big quarter was the second quarter where Elm Creek was able to outscore Axtell 25-11, get the ball inside to Nick Crowley, who had 9 of his game-high 18 points in that second quarter. And, man, what a job they did here tonight getting that ball inside to the big fella. Here's a look at the final numbers, and we will start with Axtell, as they were able to put about 10 players in the scorebook, but only one in double figures. Jacob Jeldon had 2 points from the free throw line, 3 rebounds. Colby Becker had 4 points. Adam Lundeen led the team with 11 points tonight. He had 6 rebounds. That also led the team. Cody Nickel, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Marcus Kring, 3 points, all from the line. He had 2 rebounds. August Fischel, 3 points. Brant Runge, 8 points, 4 rebounds. Garrett Miller had a rebound. Colton Maxwell, 3 points, 2 rebounds. Dustin Rose hit a 3-point bucket. And Sturgis Hansen had 2 points and 2 rebounds. Unofficially for Axtell, 13 rebounds in the first half, 11 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 3 of 6 in the first half, 9 of 13 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 1 of 5 in the first half, 2 of 8 in the second half. Turnovers, 10 in the first half, and 5 in the second half. Axtell had 20 points at halftime. They score 23 in the second half, and the Wildcats finish with 43 points, 24 rebounds, 12 out of 19 at the free throw line, 3 of 13 from three-point land, 15 turnovers, and Axtell will have their four-game winning streak snap with a 43-61 deficit tonight. They go to 8-4, and for Axtell, 4 of the next 5 games are on the road. And they're going to be competitive. Right now, Lawrence Nelson, 6-5. Arapahoe, 7-5. Eustace Farnham and Loomis have been struggling. Their only home game will be a big one against Wilcox Hildreth, who is off to a 9-2 start. But they go to Lawrence Nelson Saturday, and then next Friday is that home game with Wilcox Hildreth. We'll be back and look at the final numbers for Elm Creek and catch up with Coach Tanner Cavity after this on the Misco Sports Postgame Show.
This broadcast is made possible in part by Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek, a proud sponsor of all area athletes. Rusty's Fertilizer is the only place you need to go to get all the fertilizers you need to keep your farm growing year after year. Rusty's has been your fertilizer experts in Elm Creek for generations, and they're up to date on all the chemicals and fertilizers, so trust the experts at Rusty's Fertilizer in Elm Creek. This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Kappa Grain in Elm Creek. Did you know that Kappa has a way for you to save time, money, and get the best prices for your grain and have records of it? With their online offer center powered by DNT Market Space. See KappaGrains.com. Make sure you're getting what you deserve for all your hard work and dedication. Kappa takes great pride in doing what they can to make it easier, faster, and more profitable for you. Best of luck to all the area athletes from Kappa Grains.
Welcome back to the Misco Sports Postgame Show. Let's take a look now at the final numbers for the Elm Creek Buffaloes as they were able to get 9 different players in the scoring column. Devin Hollowell came in, got 1 rebound, 10 points, 2 rebounds for Gabe Hubbard in the basketball game. Bailey Schonifer had 3 rebounds. Austin Frazier, 2 points and 5 rebounds. Zach Johnson had 9 points and 1 rebound in the basketball game, but whenever they had trouble, Zach just handled the basketball tonight, and that's what his job was. Nick Crowley finished with 20 points to lead everybody. He also had a team-high 8 rebounds. 18 of those points came in the first half. Nick Mostick, 4 points, 2 rebounds. Austin Stolp, 4 points, 4 rebounds. Nate Bartling got a rebound. Jake Bartling, 7 points, 5 rebounds. Dominic Johns hit a 3-pointer, and Tyrone Hubbard got a bucket in the last minute. 12 rebounds in the first half, 20 in the second half. Free throw shooting, 6 of 8 in the first half, 2 of 4 in the second half. 3-point shooting, 2 of 10 in the first half, and 2 of 9 in the second half. Turnovers, 4 in the first half, and they finished with 12 in the second half. 38 points at halftime, 23 in the second half, and Elm Creek finishes right about their average, 61 points, 32 rebounds, 8 of 12 from the free throw line, 4 of 19 from three-point land, and 16 turnovers as Elm Creek wins their 10th in a row. They're now 11-1 on the season with a 61-43 victory, and now some home cooking. They do not have another road game, true road game this season, because they'll get that conference tournament and then go off to, they hope, the Viero Events Center, but the 6 remaining regular season games all at home. And Coach Tanner Cavity joins us here. We talked about that on the Doug and Daddy Show. That'll be nice, but boy, you're doing okay on the road.
Yeah, we're doing some good things. I think we need to work with our second group a little bit in that fourth quarter. I wasn't very happy with that, but overall, it was a good team win. We had a lot of kids come in and play some good, solid basketball, and hopefully we can improve from that.
Well, everything you told me this morning pretty much came to pass today. The first possession, you made everybody touched it. You got a good shot. You scored. You got off to a good start there, and your defense was very solid, especially in the first half. You just kind of frustrated Axtell, and their youth maybe showed a little bit, but you kind of hit everything on the head this morning. So this was something that came to pass here. You never know who's going to be the leading scorer, but the good start and turning it into some easy buckets for Nick there in the second quarter.
Yeah, probably the only time in my life I've ever been right about something, Doug. So
I'll give you credit, bro.
I want the CD of this after the game so I can prove my wife that I'm right every once in a while. No, we got a lot of kids who can score the ball. We had a couple kids who didn't shoot the ball very well tonight that usually do. But, we want a good ball movement. We want to get good shot selection. I thought a little bit in the first quarter we took a couple bad shots. But in the same instance, we talked to the kids and they adjusted and we did a better job in the second quarter, I thought.
Well, that second quarter is about as good as you can play. Crowley was doing everything. He was getting boards. He was getting himself open and getting some good passes in there. Plus, I didn't have you for any turnovers in the second mm-hmm. quarter, which is always a bonus.
Yeah, we usually handle the ball pretty well. We've had a couple of bad turnover games, but overall we're at around 12 or 13. I think he told you we had 16, and of course a couple of those were with my second group that we got to work on a little bit. But in the same instance, Zach Johnson does a great job of handling and getting us in what we need to be doing. You know, he's a kid that can score, he's a kid that can defend, and he's a kid that can, he can do about everything. So awful proud of our kids tonight.
It looked like they just kind of wore Axtell down. You wouldn't let him catch up in this game. You got that lead at half, and we played pretty even the whole second half there.
Yeah, we wanted to make a run there in the third quarter. We thought of making a run, and I thought we did. And then we had a couple of just silly turnovers that dictated the third quarter a little bit. I think we could have played a little bit better basketball there. But, credit Axtell. They did a couple of nice things, and they hit a couple of shots and tried to get back in the game. But we did just enough to hold them off.
Kennesaw's up next for you on Saturday, and they may not be exactly like Axtell, but they remind me of a team that they can beat anybody at any time. It's just that they're not really deep right now, and they're obviously their record's not where it was last year when they ran the table and went to state.
Well, first off, they're really well coached by their coach and staff. They do some really, really good things. I've seen some films on them, and they're really well coached. They're really disciplined. We're going to have to play a good, solid basketball game because, I mean, their record doesn't represent how good of a basketball team they really are. They've had a couple close losses, and, we're going to have to come ready to play on Saturday because I know their coaching staff will have them ready to go.
What's the talk of the team right now? You're in position to win a regular season conference title, and that big game will be with Overton right before you go into the conference tournament. Are we talking short-term goals, or is this a broader picture right
well,
now?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a one game at a time guy. I mean, if I look too far ahead.
So you're a normal coach.
Well, I mean, it's just, it's so, I know you in the media and stuff like that want to bring that up. It got brought up in the Kearney Hub a little bit, and you know, it's good talk, but, you know, we got to handle Kennesaw first, then we got to handle Pleasanton, and, you know, then we got Ravenna. Then we can talk about some other things. But, you know, we're just kind of one game at a time. I get too confused if I look two or three games ahead. I mean, you know me enough, Doug, that I'd be spinning around like a top. So, I mean, our main goal right now is Kennesaw and to move to 12-1 this Saturday.
Well, we will see you at the Overton game and many more times between now and the end of the season. 10th straight win, way to keep things rolling, and best of luck Saturday night.
I appreciate the coverage, Doug.
You bet, buddy. Tanner Cavity joining us here, and that's going to wrap things up on the Misco Sports postgame show for tonight's coverage. Misco Sports, based out of Ward, has been serving